Hello, this is AstrologyNewsReport.com with your hosts, David Anton Savage and Ron Berger.
Now we go to our third segment of this week's report, People in the News, where we will analyze the Vedic astrology birth chart of a newsworthy person, place, or event.
This week we've decided to analyze the birth chart of the modern state of Ukraine, since this relatively new country, with a majestic history stretching back many millennia, appears to be on the verge of tearing itself apart.
We will use the date of August 24th, 1991, when the Ukrainian parliament adopted the Act of Independence, in which the parliament declared Ukraine as an independent democratic state.
In fact, it is the date that the Ukrainians themselves use as their Independence Day to celebrate the events since 1992.
The only solid time reference we could get is a mention of a tense 11-hour-long standoff in the parliament, which would indicate an end-of-the-day birth time.
As such, we are going to use 11:30 p.m. on August 24th, 1991, in Kiev, Ukraine, to cast the chart for the nation.
This gives Gemini as the rising sign, which appears to fit what the reality is on the ground. Gemini is a dual sign, having two sides. Modern-day Ukraine has two sides as well. The eastern half is mostly ethnic Russian, and the western half is mostly ethnic Ukrainians.
The eastern half wants to stay in Russia's orbit, and the western half wants to turn toward the EU. Gemini is depicted as having two faces, facing in opposite directions.
This chart gives an Aquarius moon in the ninth house. This is a strong positive location. Aquarius is the sign of the social reformer, the humanitarian of the zodiac, with high principles. The moon governs feelings and reactions. The moon also signifies the public. The ninth house is laws, morals, and beliefs.
So when you put the sign, the planet, and the house all together like this, you get a clear picture how the Ukrainians are likely to react if they feel as though they've been lied to or betrayed.
This is an important point. The situation in the country went ballistic because the people were outraged by how they were being treated by their government. I call your attention to all those planets in Leo. Whatever the rising sign of the chart, the modern nation of Ukraine is born with a major Leo emphasis. Remember, above all, Leo is a proud sign and wants to be respected.
They were, in fact, betrayed by their own leader. After promising to take up the offer to become part of the European Union, President Yanukovych did a switcheroo right after Mr. Putin offered a big chunk of dough to help Ukraine out with their financial predicament. But of course, in exchange, Mr. Putin required an about-face for the direction of the country. The citizens of the nation have every right to be angry.
Yeah, we covered all that back in December when it was happening. And speaking of Putin, let's move on to an analysis of the third house of this chart. The third house is the house of neighbors, and so neighboring countries, and there's quite a pile-up with four planets in the third house. And Russia is one hell of a serious neighbor.
Absolutely. There is ample evidence that the history between these neighbors has been way less than pleasant. Astrologically speaking, we can see a problem for Ukraine in the third house. Here we have several types of combinations, including Graha Yuda, planetary warfare between Mercury and Jupiter.
Very true. Graha Yuda is when two planets are in the same degree of a sign. In this case, Mercury is the ruler of the rising sign, therefore representing the country and its nature, and Jupiter rules the seventh house of partner countries, which could easily be Russia, even if it is an uneasy partnership.
Yes, and then there's retrograde Venus, representing the 12th house of loss and separation. Not a welcome energy in the third house of making efforts.
Plus, being retrograde, it means that there will be problems with Venus significations. What is the true value? What are the true costs of what the country wishes to achieve?
Notice that the sun combusts all these other planets in the third. How does that change things, Ron?
Well, the short answer is that the sun, as ruler of the third house, neighboring countries, burns up and thus dominates the significations of the other planets that are too close. And notice that both Venus and Jupiter are also significators of prosperity. So right away, the country has a problem on that level.
Well, that seems to fit what is playing out at the moment. What do you say about Mars in the fourth house of homeland? It rules the 11th house of hopes and goals, but it also rules the 6th house of struggles, difficulties, enemies, and defense.
Yeah, well, on the plus side, it means the Ukrainians have hopes and dreams for their country, and they are willing to fight for their homeland. But on the other hand, this could be an internal fight. It's the ruler of the 6th house of struggle and difficulties in the 4th house of lands, happiness, and the comfort of the people. Besides, having Mars, the planet of combat, in the 4th house does not promise a calm and peaceful homeland.
Ron, what's with the 7th house of partner countries? I do not like the look of it. Retrograde Uranus, conjunct deceptive retrograde Neptune, and both of them with the mouth of the dragon, cravenous Rahu.
Yeah, well, the general view is that having Rahu in the 7th means the partner wants to swallow you into themselves. The EU wants Ukraine to join. That is a form of being subsumed. And Russia certainly does not want anything snatched from its jaws. Uranus is disruptive, unstable, and Neptune, for a country's chart, Neptune is the subversive element.
Now, I know we have talked about the 8th house of a country's chart as being the money of the partner country, in that it is second from the 7th. And here we have a powerful retrograde Saturn in the 8th as ruler of the 8th.
Yes, David, the 8th house is financial involvements with others. And here we have Saturn, which is the planet of control, causing a problem in the 8th house. An indication of the partner country using a very strings-attached mode when it comes to Ukraine getting the support from another nation.
Yeah, Saturn also represents karma, which cannot be avoided. So this means to me that Ukraine has no choice but to deal somehow.
Yeah, as one of the world's breadbaskets and a critical transshipment point for energy from Russia to Europe via the gas pipelines, Ukraine finds itself at the center of a geopolitical vortex.
Now it's time for us to look at the transits over this chart and to take a peek at the planetary period running at this time. After all, this is the worst violence to occur since the nation was established.
All right, notice that the troubles began in Ukraine last November. That was when Mars entered Virgo and thus stimulated the natal Mars. Mars on top of natal Mars energizes you for confrontations.
And now that Mars has entered idealistic Libra and joined the Saturn-Rahu transit, an indicator of transforming the established order, things have ramped up even more.
Note how Mars is also threatening the natal Saturn by its evil square aspect. It's an attack on the established order. Also, now there are three heavyweight malefics stacked up in the 5th house, which in a country's chart is notably the 8th house counted from the 10th, which translates as the death, that's the 8th house meaning, of the government, the 10th house. In other words, this transit is directly threatening to the leader, President Yanukovych, who, before we could even finish this report, is already out and gone.
Yeah. Considering that Mars, when it goes retrograde in a week, becomes even more malefic, the next act of this rapidly moving situation isn't going to be a happy one either.
No doubt about that, David.
What about retrograde Jupiter, which has been transiting in the first house over the nation's natal K2? Jupiter's optimism, which can promote a rose-colored glasses syndrome. And Jupiter is the planet of beliefs, hopes, and expectations, but is now going backwards.
Yeah, well, transiting Jupiter in the ascendant is usually good, but retrograde Jupiter indicates having to reconsider things. And while simultaneously contacting natal Ketu, the significator of past karma, past events, what you get is having to deal with the expectations that haven't played out, such as what the country was expecting of its leader. Note that Jupiter, during the past weeks, has been directly opposite Ukraine's natal Uranus as well. In other words, giving encouragement to the rebels.
What really has me going is the fact that Ukraine has recently entered its Jupiter major period. How are we to translate this, Ron?
For this chart, Jupiter rules the 10th house, which in a country's chart is the government, the leader, the party in power. For Gemini ascendants, Jupiter as well rules the 7th house of partner countries. So these two areas are lit up and activated. Who will the country's leader partner with? Now look at where Jupiter is. It's placed in the 3rd house of neighbors, and it's in planetary war with the ruler of the chart, Mercury. So the Jupiter major period highlights the very weakness of the chart. The ruler of the chart, the planet representing the country, Mercury, is at war with its own leader, and simultaneously overwhelmed by the relationship with partner countries.
Sounds like others are definitely meddling in Ukraine's affairs, and it's kind of personal on top of that.
Yeah, well, we have come to the conclusion that this chart shows a lot of problems around who really leads the nation, and that this is a chronic situation, sad to say.
In this case, I hope we are wrong. The Ukrainians have been through a lot of hardship, especially in the last century, and they deserve to have a brighter future.
Okay, well, I guess that will do it for this analysis.